This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The longtime leader of the Colorado Symphony is stepping down after two decades. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Colorado Symphony CEO and chair of the board, Jerome H. Kern, is retiring. The symphony will honor him as emeritus chair of the board ahead of the September 18th opening weekend concerts. Kern oversaw the creation of the Symphony on the Rock series at Red Rocks and established the Colorado Symphony Ball, the organization's largest fundraiser. He helped the symphony through turbulent financial times through the 2010s and held various positions on the board until taking on the roles of CEO and chair of the board in 2016. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Denver public schools closed some schools or let students leave early today because of the heat. Temperatures along the Front Range are projected to be in the high 90s for the next few days. Will Jones with DPS says the district struggles with heat because of how old its buildings are.
We're celebrating the 100th anniversary of one of our middle schools next week. So when you have these older facilities, it's not necessarily easy to upgrade them to the latest technology. Because when some of our buildings were built, air conditioning didn't even exist.
Jones says some closures and delayed starts could carry over to Friday. Much of Colorado could feel record-breaking heat over the next few days. The National Weather Service says Denver could reach a high of 95 today. If that happens, it would be the hottest September 9th since 1872, when the agency first started tracking Denver temperatures. And Colorado Springs may reach a 41-year-old record of its own. Right now in Denver, it's 93. This is CPR News.